Michael J. Epstein, and you're listening to Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford.
What? That was a new one from Foles. That's Mountain at My Gates. I love, love, love that new song. Welcome aboard to the Giddy Up, boys and girls, here on this 20th day of May on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful 67-degree Medford, Boston. I'm DJ Pauly B, reporting for duty, and across from me is the beautiful Tina Marie. Hello, Tina Marie.
Hello.
How are you today?
I am very well. How are you?
I'm more well now that I see you. How's that?
That's good.
It is always good. And welcome to this beautiful day, kids. Everybody's, you know, spring is in the air. Not only spring, summer right around the corner.
Mm-hmm.
And the kids around here are bustling.
Bustling to get out.
They are ready to go home or wherever they go for their summer vacay. But you guys most likely will be stuck with us for the next month and a half, 2 months,
mm-hmm.
while they're all gone. So welcome aboard. And as I said, I love that song. You know, new group, Foles. What I think it's called, Whatever It Takes, is the album. And it just brings me back. It reminds me of growing up in the 80s. And it reminds me of like an 80s kind of vibe,
mm-hmm.
that song. Good song. Anyways, we got a lot going on today. 2:13 in the afternoon. We're going to be back with some shout-outs, of course, from the lovely Tina Marie. And, a little sad news. Not so sad, but... No, actually, not even sad. No, what am I talking about? But we got a couple friends listening out there that... may not be doing what they're doing for much longer. But you know what? Onward and upward, as I say. You're very quiet today. I hope you have some silly news for us later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you seem to be quiet.
Me?
Yeah.
I'm never quiet.
Well, I was hitchhiking before the show, and mm-hmm. you just drove right past me.
I did. I'm sorry. I didn't even
see
you.
Yeah. Wow. How could you not see me? I don't stand out in the crowd.
No, you do.
With my big fat head. Anyways. All right, kids. 2:14 in the afternoon. We'll play a couple more songs. This next one goes out especially for our good friend, Wayno
mm-hmm.
Freeman, who's in the 100 bus. He's captaining the 100 bus. And unfortunately, well, maybe not unfortunately, but maybe fortunately for him, his last day of captaining that ship. And we want to send this one out to him because he's a very loyal and good friend and very loyal listener and good friend of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And of personally, of myself and Tina Marie. So this one goes out to boy Wayno and the kids on the 100 bus
mm-hmm.
that had the pleasure of having him as a captain.
Correct.
For as long as they did. And so you take us out, Tina Marie. Tell everybody what they are listening to.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
And we, for sure, will be right back. That was some Pearl Jam for you right there. Little Yellow Ledbetter. And that title absolutely makes sense because nobody knows what the hell he's saying in that song.
So it makes sense that the and title makes
of,
no sense.
One of the greatest artists of all time and groups of all time in Pearl Jam. But yeah, nobody knows what he's saying. So just harmonize and have fun. Welcome back, boys and girls, 2:25 in the p.m. You're listening to the Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in beautiful Medford, Boston. And, of course, what do we have here? I think it's still 67 degrees, which is nice.
67?
It's beautiful. No, I apologize. It's 69.
Oh.
And you know what that means.
Oh, yeah. Bitches.
It doesn't mean that.
Well, that's how I interpreted it.
But it is 69 degrees and beautiful on beautiful Tufts University, and sadly, all the childrens are on their way home to the Midwest. I don't even. Of course.
I don't think they're done yet with finals, but close.
But anyways, welcome back. If you guys want to request a song, you know the drill. It's not even a drill. It's just you know what to do. You hit Tina Marie or myself up on Facebook, or go right to the source on the Giddy Up Facebook page, and you can request a song that way, or 617-627-3800 right here to connect directly to the station, and we'll be glad to play anything for you as long as it's some good rock and roll music. And at this time, it is 227, and this is when we, if you're ready.
I'm ready.
Young lady. Mm-hmm. We do our shout-outs, and where we appreciate all our listeners and everybody that has been part of the show. And we definitely do appreciate you. That's why we're going to give you a shout-out, because I know people love to hear their name on the radio.
They do.
Unless they're wanted. So, take it away, Tina Marie.
Oh, that's very true, honey. So, we have a new listener who just chimed in, a good friend of mine from back in the day in Somerville, Tracy Smith Johnson.
Wow.
Just wrote on our post today that she's listening finally. So, thank you for tuning in.
All right.
And also, thank you. A new listener, Ladybug at the LQ.
Right.
Over there in Malden. That's Malden
right.
Still, right? Yeah, that's Malden.
It is.
Malden Everett Line.
That's at the Lock LQ. Because you go in there and they lock you down.
Yeah, you get
locked out.
Down.
All right. So, Ladybug, if you're listening in.
Yep.
Thank you.
The beautiful Jennifer Kanarzynski Leadham.
Of course.
Mar and Kim at Malden Trans. Yep. Billy Roderick. Bus number 12. Oh, this is confusing today. Karen. Ben. Alex. Anthony and Sophia. And Jacob. And Molly. Let's just say all their names.
All right. And the big A.
That's a full bus today.
All right.
Michael Scott Stewart of the Brigands.
Yes.
Billy
course.
Roderick. Did I already say him?
Yes, you did.
Oh, well, Billy, you get two shout outs today.
Yep.
Andy Ferry. I have to type this list over. That's why.
Yeah.
Chrissy
well.
And Bill at the Chuck Wagon Diner in Wakefield. Christine Atwell. Chase Carson of the Time Tunnel. Tonight.
That's right.
From 10 to midnight, peeps.
My brother from another mother.
Yep.
Well, he is.
I know. And obviously.
Don't we? Look quite a lot alike.
Ah, yeah. Different ends of the spectrum on that one. Michelle Langley Kaplis, Tracy McKenzie, Debbie Depot, Old School Steve, Leah Hall, David Struff, Eddie Riley, Matt Fisher, Danny Martinetti, and Steph Cardoni of The Lounge, Thursdays from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on 91.5. Oh, I'll still give my special shout out to bus number 100, Captain Wayne.
Of course.
Last day. Good luck in your new endeavor.
Absolutely.
And I'm sure you'll still
love
listen
Wayne
in when you can. But we'll still shout out every week.
Of course we will.
Yes.
Well, he'll be just captaining. Wow, that's hard to say.
Captaining
another ship.
That's right.
That's all.
Literally a ship, a cruise ship that leaves Boston.
And trust me, you don't want to be on that ship. He's ruthless. He's got a peg leg and a hook and a parrot on his shoulder.
Parrot? All right, matey.
All right, it's not a parrot.
It's a pigeon.
No, it's a vulture.
A vulture.
We love you, Wayno.
Kenny Melanson. The funny man, Chris Ridgway, who we will see sometime in the future. Michael Marchese, Seth Black, Danny Rosen, Charlie Driver, Carl the Bus Driver, Joe Breezy Hyde, Lisa Neville Ambler, and Caitlin Hussey, Sandra and Doreen at Sandra Network in Peabody, who will probably yell because Lisa's taken over the radio again. But they they like the music. They think it's hardcore rock and roll, which is kind of funny.
Well, it's not really hardcore.
I know.
It's nice.
No, because, and they're younger than us, and they think that it's hardcore rock and roll.
That's funny.
I know, that's what's funny about it. Karen Whitman, K. Katie Lyons Tadiff. Oh, special early birthday for my aunt. Tomorrow's her birthday. Happy birthday, Auntie.
Yes. Happy birthday.
Dorothy Abruzzi Hebert. Jim and the kids on that big yellow 93 bus.
Yes. The insane bus.
The insane.
But I tell you, guy's great. He has a smile on his face the whole time.
He likes what he's doing. He likes talking
to
kids.
No, he's just deranged.
Jim, the deranged bus driver.
No, he's awesome. He's a great guy.
Bob, Samantha, and Robert win. And a special extra shout out to our good friend Bob. Hope you feel better soon, Bob.
Yes, Bob. We love you too, man.
Mm-hmm.
And good luck. With everything, of course. And, you know, we need to get... Come over. Yeah. Come over for a barbecue tonight.
Well, we're going to probably have a fire anyways.
Yes. What kind of a fire?
Not the kind that you burn the whole neighborhood down. Just, you know, a fun fire that we're all going to sit around.
Right.
Tomorrow night's the burning the neighborhood down.
What's the banging? You hear that?
No. I hear the air conditioner. That's it.
All right.
A bang noise?
Yeah.
Well, I think somebody's out there doing work. I don't know.
Yeah.
Mary Canavan, Masin Kanarazinski, Lisa Marie Kilpatrick, Steph Palermo in the ATL, Frankie in Bergamo,
the mustache of Medford, our boy,
who may join us next week.
Yes, that would be nice.
Or he may call in today. We're not sure yet.
Plus, we can mention his.
Oh yes,
it was already premiered, but
it's premiering again.
It's
DJ
premiering.
Stan the Man.
For marrying again.
There's that special music.
You gotta love when people call you when you're live on the air.
DJ Stan the Man will be premiering on my birthday, June 26th, at the Belmont Theater.
That's right.
Tickets are, I believe, $10 in advance.
All right.
And maybe $10 still at the door.
So go see Stan the Man.
Either way, just look it up on Facebook, DJ Stan the Man. You'll get all the information there.
That's right.
But it is on my birthday, June 26th.
It's a funny movie.
It is funny. Well, to see all our friends.
And we're in the sequel. We are.
I'm not sure if that's the sequel.
I don't know if it's a sequel to that movie,
yeah.
But in one of his other films.
Oh, yes, we are.
You can find that on 8mm.
VHS tape.
Yeah.
Denise Fioretti.
Or 8-track if you just want the sound.
Yeah, that's all. This needs sound. You just hear us talking as usual. Mike Bessler, Frankie Feely, Peg Conair Crow, Big Jack, and Janice. Special
Ed?
Get well shout out to...
What? What'd you say?
I said Big Jack and Janice.
Oh, okay.
And then I said a special get well shout out to Chet.
Absolutely.
Who usually drives
Chet.
Cab number 19. And cab number 54, who we know... Cookie is at the wheel of that cab with his Brewski shirt on.
Yeah,
I drove by him three times last week, and he had representing Patriots and Brewski. 54-54.
There you go.
Yep.
That's 108 to you and me, boys and girls.
good, quick on the math Polly B.
Trust me, you don't want to be around him with 108 degree temperature. No, I'm just saying.
All right.
It's only 69 here.
Yep, 69.
In Medford.
Christine Fantasiastic.
Who is Fantasiastic?
Buddy Nicole and Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
Bob Messina and his new bride, Gigi. I think Bob's listening. Irish Eddie Codea, Jen and Rhiannon. Christina Papillardo, Ricky Cummings in the Dirty E.
That's right. He's Cummings in the Dirty E.
Yes. Chris Lyons.
Yeah, you can read between the lines on that one.
Yeah. Chris Lyons, my bro. We'll see him tomorrow.
Okay, cool.
Mark Gayhart, Amy DiDomenico, John Abbas Buckley, Brian Scurio, Adam McLean, Bonnie Termash, Elaine Ivory Allen, Gail Bracken, Russ LeBlanc, Nicole Bisson, Lisa Sweetser, Debbie Delish, Gail Snow, Eddie McKinnon, Rocco Scally, Rosemary and Ed Lyons, Joanne Riddle, I am DJ Flex, Shala Connors, John Pierce, Tammy Clegg, Ramon Lopez, Mike Mangan, Charlie McCarthy, Colleen Che, and Miss Peabody Girl, Amy Giamaco Moquin.
Wow.
Those are
shout-outs.
That
is quite a list.
May 20th.
That is quite a list.
2016.
We'll call that the Giddy Up list.
Yeah.
And we, well, I thank you for right now for that list, because you look like you were a little parched, because by the time you're done with that list, that's a lot. Anyways, thank you very much, Tina Marie, and thank you all, our listeners, for on listening, because we really appreciate it, and now you know it. We don't leave anybody out.
That's right.
All right. So, 2:36 in the afternoon, you're listening to the Giddy Up, of course, and we're going to play a couple more tunages, good tunages, meaning good rock and roll music, and I guess we'll be back with some silly news and weekend weather and whatever other nonsense we can come up with. And you might even get a bonus hour from us today.
Possibly.
Possibly. All depending. More probable than not.
Let's go with that.
As Goodell would say.
Yes.
All right. Take us out, Tina Marie, and we'll be right back.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
We're back, kids.
I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies that you've been living in. And if you do not want to see me again, I would understand. Cut ties with all the lies.
eyes are open wide. By the way, I made it through the day. I watched the world outside. By the way, I'm leaving out today. I just saw Haley's comment. She waved, said, "Why are you always running in place? Even the man in the moon disappeared. Somewhere in the stratosphere. Tell my mother, tell my father, I've done the best I can to make
have never been spoken.
True that.
Yeah. Second chance. Everybody deserves one. And I agree. That was a great song that I really love. Oh, excuse me. By Shinedown, and one of my favorite groups of all time. We love that song by Shinedown. Mm-hmm. We actually love every Shinedown song. Welcome back to the show, boys and girls. 2:46 in the afternoon. Which means it's 2:46.
Means nothing else but that.
And it is 69 degrees in the wonderful, lovely city of Medford, Boston.
That could mean whatever you want.
And you are listening to the Giddy Up with DJ Pauly B and the beautiful Tina Marie. And you are on the wonderful campus of Tufts University. Well, we are.
We are.
You may not be, but we are coming to you live from Tufts University. Welcome back, kids. And there's a couple things today that I wanted to bring up, other than the weather, which we will do probably in the 3 o'clock hour, usually around 3:30. Today, which I love to do, and you know I love to do this.
Mm-hmm.
It just intrigues me. But it seems every year that these days, national days, as I like to announce on Fridays,
mm-hmm.
There's more and more added.
Oh, I know. Yeah.
You know, they used to be, all right, it's National Day, boom, you're done.
Yeah.
Now there's like 10.
Yeah.
There's like 10 every year. But as much as I don't agree with all of that, I guess there's only, so many days in a year with so many different things that you could add.
Right.
So anyways, okay. If you guys are thinking of something for supper tonight, and I'm from Boston, I say supper. It's National Quiche Lorraine Day.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah. I know her. Do you know Quiche Lorraine?
Yeah, I know her.
Okay.
I met her last week.
Oh, okay.
At the store.
So, if you know, you're in that kind of a mood, if you're, you know, I'm not going to say it. Never mind. Have some Quiche Lorraine. Yeah, if you're going to float around. All right, and it's National Pizza Party Day.
Woo!
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
We can do that. And National Pick Strawberries Day. So pick some strawberries and put them on your pizza.
I got 6 packs in
with your Quiche Lorraine.
And no, invite Quiche Lorraine.
It's National Be a Millionaire Day. Yeah, wouldn't that be something
if
you could just do that?
Only millionaires celebrate that day.
It's National NASCAR Day.
Okay.
So Cookie will enjoy that one.
Mm-hmm. He likes NASCAR.
Oh, he loves NASCAR.
Yep.
And National Defense Transportation Day? I don't know what that is.
Defense Transportation?
Yeah. All right, we'll skip that one.
Yeah.
It's National Bike to Work Day.
Yeah, that didn't happen, but...
No. And last but not least, National Endangered Species Day.
Okay.
Well. So that's my day, because yes. I am an endangered species.
And the bird that you
saved. The poly bee.
The poly bee.
And I, by the way, boys and girls, you know, I saved a bird today.
Yes.
There was a bird in the studio when we showed up here, flying around the hallways, crashing into every single window that was closed.
His poor beak.
And, I don't have the superhero music, but poly bee to the rescue, I let the bird out.
Yes.
I believe it was a finch.
I believe
it was an orange-beaked finch.
I believe
it just made that up.
He looked like he was awfully thirsty.
He was very thirsty, and he wasn't happy about being trapped in here at all.
Smacking off the window
panes. Yeah, I thought he was going to...
Poor guy. I thought he was going to attack you.
Peck my head off.
I know.
I was just trying to help him.
I know.
Which I did, which was good. So maybe he's out there pecking somebody else's head off.
Maybe, yeah.
<He's one laughs> like all those crazy birds in the news you see. The past
Where
couple
was that?
Days.
Is that, was in Boston?
I'm not sure.
I think it was in Boston.
That's your job. You're supposed to look up these news stories.
Well, I didn't know that there was going to be a bird in the studio.
What are you even around for?
I don't know.
Just kidding.
To give you a ride.
Oh. Excuse me. Hey, this is a family show.
Oh, I wasn't going that way.
Not one of your swing joints.
You just took it to that level.
And by the way, I'm proclaiming this.
Yes.
National Top Gun Day. That's right.
Yes.
That's right, boys and girls. What is it? 30 years ago.
Yes.
Top Gun, one of the greatest movies of all time, came out. And Tom Cruise, who I used to have a man crush on until I found out he was half my size. And yes, so in honor of that, right now at 2:51, I am going to play... the Top Gun theme.
Yes.
Even though that's not really protocol for our show, a usual protocol, but I love the song. And Kenny Loggins is great. He's like the... he is the theme song for every movie ever grew up with.
I know.
True. Artist. Caddyshack. I can go on and on and on. Footloose, whatever. Anyway, so this is... we're going to come back in a minute. I just have to play this because it's 30 years ago today where I lost my virginity.
To Top Gun.
That is not true. Yeah, Top Gun was playing. Anyways, take us out once again, and we'll be back at the top of the hour. Some silly stories other than this one.
Right.
And take us out, Tina Marie.
You are listening to The Giddy Up on 91.5 WMFO in Medford, Boston.
That's right. Enjoy your Kenny Loggins.
91.5 WMFO Medford.
Now maybe I did not mean to treat you bad, yeah, but I did anyway. And then maybe some would say your life was sad, yeah, but you lived it anyway. And so maybe your friends that stand around you watch you crumble as you fall to the ground. And then someday your friends will stand beside as you were flying. Oh, you were flying all so high. But then someday people look at you, they're what they call their own. They watch you suffer, yeah, hear you calling home. And then someday we could take our time to brush the leaves aside. Shame.